Welcome everybody to another episode of Real Life, Real Love, Real Talk, the podcast that talks about life, love, and everything in between. So today I want to talk about a controversial figure who I think really is overlooked. I mean, for years I've heard that he's been a hater of certain groups. He preaches a message of hate. And more importantly, that he's out of touch with current times. So a few months ago, somebody near and dear to my heart, I heard him listening to him, and I wanted to hear what he had to say for myself, so I started listening to him. And boy, when I tell you that he was nothing like what people said, nothing like at all. I mean, the man was uplifting, encouraging, and truthfully, I heard him say something that was so profound that it stuck with me the first time I heard it. I went home, slept on it. I was like, man, this is a amazing way to view life. And just to give you a context about what he was saying, his point was how black people have this inferiority complex. And just to compare it to other races, most races are taught to be tolerant. Like, hey, they're just like you. Hey, accept them. Hey, they're one of us. So really, the psychology behind that thought process is, if you are taught to believe that you are above a certain thing and that someone else is below you, that within itself brings about an inferiority complex. And then with that being said, as black people, we are raised to think that, hey, I wish they could see the good side of me. Hey, I wish they would see that I do belong. So with that within itself brings about that thought. So back to the quote that really changed how I view things. Okay, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, I'd rather die standing for what I believe than to be on my knees and being submissive, asking for their approval. Now, I know that there is going to be a train of thought saying that he's preaching hate, he's preaching separatism. But that's not what I got from this particular speech. What I got from that speech was a sense of pride, a sense of, hey, I'm a man, you're a man, so I'm not going to cower to you. I don't expect you to cower to me. It makes perfect sense. So I know I've gotten too far along in this story to not tell you who I'm referring to. And I'm sure that some of you who follow him, I know who I'm talking about. But for those who don't know, I'm talking about Minister Farrakhan. And when I tell you that, since I've been listening to him, the man has been kicking some serious knowledge. And I really can see why there is a large faction of people against him. Because it makes sense. Because he tells the truth. And once you know the truth, you know better. So I want to put his teachings to the test. So let's start with this one, the one I just mentioned. Would you rather die standing up and fighting for what's right? Or would you rather be kneeling and asking for acceptance? And so truthfully, I think that that's too simple for questions. So really what I want to get across is the whole thought process of knowing your value, knowing who you are, and knowing what you stack up to. So I think that's really was at the heart of what he was saying was, are you going to live your life, stand up for yourself, and know who you are, or choose the alternative? So with this podcast, the question I want to pose to the audience is Farrakhan someone you've listened to? Is Farrakhan someone you've heard bad things about and said, no, I don't want to associate myself with him? So I want to know your thoughts on Farrakhan. You know, for me, for 44 years, I've kind of brushed him off, said, nah. But last couple of months, I've listened to him and I like what he's saying, you know? So what do you think? Is he preaching self-love? Is he spreading hate? Or what, you know? I want to know what you think. And also, are black preachers missing the cue? Or is it that Farrakhan is the one who's out of touch? I know I have my opinion about it, but I want to know what you think about it. And also, can we break away from that traditional way of being taught of, hey, I know my reward is on the other side? Or do we take life by the horns and say, hey, I know what's been taken from me. I know what's been denied me, and I'm going to do better, and I'm going to teach my kids better. So that's what I want to know is, Is Farrakhan a controversial figure to you? Have you ever listened to his preachings? You feel he's preaching hate, or do you feel he's trying to teach us how to become self-sufficient, you know, and live with pride? I think so, but I want to know what you think. So tune into the show. Leave your thoughts and comments. So for all questions, comments, takes on it, tune in on Anchor Podcast and search Real Life, Real Love, Real Talk. And I look forward to hearing from everybody and hearing everybody's opinion on it. And I want to dialogue about it. So tune in, leave your comment, and I'll definitely get back to you. So thanks for listening to another episode of Real Life, Real Love, Real Talk. And find me on anchor.com up under that same name, Real Life, Real Love, Real Talk.